remember your first day at school? Head down, scratching at the ground, shining your shoes on the trouser leg just to keep yourself occupied. Were you nervous? Were you just excited? Did you know what to wear? Where the bathroom was? All the basics. There are 12 newbie senators in Canberra who are feeling all of those feelings right now. And today, they're off to Senate school. Oh, I really wish we got some play school music. That would have been great. Anyway, it's a two-day crash course on everything they need to know, how to move a motion in the chamber, what the bells that ring everywhere mean, and where the bathrooms are, of course. And the headmaster of Senate school is a Tasmanian Liberal senator by the name of Stephen Parry. He's also the deputy president of the Senate, and he joins us now. Stephen, thank you very much for joining us. Were they well behaved?
Well, so far, going very well.
Good. What do they learn at Senate school?
Well, today they've been covering everything from what the Department of Parliamentary Services offers through to orientation of the building to a small degree. Department of Finance talking to them about all the issues concerning their electorate offices. And then the Senate clerks and the clerk assistants have been going through all the different issues about how to use the Senate correctly, all the procedures. Tonight we have a more relaxing, informal chat about Senate procedures over a dinner, and then tomorrow we do chamber practice. So we'll be setting the chamber up as though it's live, closing it, of course, to the public and the media, but setting it up live, and we'll be spending a few hours there running through all the things they'll encounter in the chamber.
Wow, chamber practice. Is it dress rehearsal?
Well, we will be covering parts of their swearing in the oath and the procedures that happen with the Governor-General on Monday next week.
It's great. And the bells. The bells, Stephen. How do they cope with the bells?
Well, like all new senators, they just learn that those bells dictate their lives. They look at the clock and see whether it's a red light or a green light. If it's a red, they stop what they're doing and head to the Senate chamber.
The red means go.
Well, red means go for senators. We ignore the green ones.
And green means... I need an orientation on this. It goes for 2 days. Is that really enough?
Well, this is it's a crash course. They had a day earlier in the Parliament term last year, and they'll have another follow-up day, I think, in August of this year, which they'll get some more training once they've been in the chamber for a few weeks. And that's it's a good start. I mean, how long training do you need? How long should you give anyone? Well, obviously a couple of years would be handy, but we don't have the luxury of that time. They're very busy people. They've hit the ground running, and this is all the time that they can afford.
How long did it take you?
I'm still learning. Still learning. 9 years and still learning.
You're the teacher now, Stephen. You can't admit that.
Well, yeah, but I still learn, and it's a sad day when you don't learn something, I suppose, and I'm enjoying learning constantly.
Wouldn't have thought it was a terribly sad day when you weren't learning something about, say, Senate procedure. I mean, you could go a day without learning that.
Well, it's not all about Senate procedure. It's about everything. It's about really how the world fits together. Because these people, whilst you know, we can laugh a little bit about it being you know, training or creche or kindergarten, it's they're really going to be in positions where the decisions that they make will affect people's lives.
Well, they have a very important job, no doubt about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And 12 new ones, so it's quite a huge chunk of new ones. Do you think it's going to change the way the Senate operates?
Probably not so much because of the volume. This is not the largest. I think this is the second or third largest intake. There was 15 back in 2004 when I came in. But it's the configuration is probably different this time with not all from mainstream parties.
Well, you can say that again. It's certainly going to change it. What were the questions they were asking you? You know, the ones that they're not prepared to ask in public, but now in a safe space they're prepared to ask you. What sort of things do they want to know?
Well, if they wouldn't ask them in public, the last thing I'll be doing is mentioning it on the radio, wouldn't I?
Oh, you don't have to attribute them.
So, no, look, I haven't had any formal face-to-face with a group. I've been meeting with them individually over the last 24 hours. Tonight and tomorrow is my more formal in front of the class type aspect. But, look, general questions, everything from how these cursed pages work, because we still wear pages, so we know what we're going to confront when we hit the chamber when the division bells ring, for those that aren't monitoring it.
There's got to be a better way than that, Stephen, doesn't there?
It will improve. But, look, the pages are quite good because they give you a quick message indicating, in very brief terms, what you're attending to in the chamber.
Well, I hear they have this great thing called, I think it's SMS or something, that does a similar thing.
That's right. This is the Senate. We're taking a while to catch up. But we've got rid of quill, parchment and ink, so going quite well. But technology can be, you can't be forever using your phone. I suppose most people have phones now, and SMSing will be something that we look at. But the main thing is, when the bells ring for new senators, you just head to the chamber.
It's really exactly the same as school.
Yeah, that's right.
You play like the music that they used to play before when lunchtime ended?
No, we don't. No,
oh, come on,
a bit
Stephen.
More, a bit more sophisticated than that.
Live a little, Stephen.
Yeah, we could. But lunchtime usually for senators here is a cup of soup on their desk. It's not all beer and Skittles as people
no,
sometimes
No, come on. It's hanging out at Aussies. I know. I've seen it.
That's right. That's at morning tea if you want to bear the queue.
Right. Well, I hope you showed them Aussies. That's very important part of our
They all know where Aussies is. Yes.
Oh, good. I'm interested in the committee system because senators end up sitting on a lot of committees. How exactly does that work? Because for those of us on the outside, it just looks like these things just emerge. They just appear suddenly.
No, well, the committee systems are very well evolved, and this is the strength of the Senate. The Senate committee system is where the grunt work is done, and yes, every new senator will be placed on one or more committees, and sometimes they don't get the choice. When I was Chief Whip, I can remember just indicating, well, this is the committee that we'll need you on, that's where the gaps are. And sometimes it's great to get out of your comfort zone. So, for example, if you had a background in health, and you want to go on health-related committees, and you end up on something to do with industrial relations or education, it's not bad to get out of your comfort zone and learn a lot in a very quick period of time about another aspect of policy and society. So, yes, they'll be going on those committees, and those committees, in the end, report back to the Senate, and the Senate and the government usually makes a response to the Senate committee report, and then the Senate can vote on some of those issues, and quite often committee reports end up in legislative reform or change.
I really wish I was a fly on the wall at the parent-teacher interview that follows. thank you very much for speaking to us, Stephen. It's great fun to have the chance. And congratulations, I understand, are in the offing because there's a lot of buzz about you becoming president of the Senate.
Well, that's a bit premature at the moment because I'm in the hands of the Senate. I will be a nomination for the presidency on Monday, and then the Senate will make that decision, and it's made by secret ballot if there's more than one candidate, which I understand there will be. So it's very premature to make any assessment yet.
I'm taking that as a victory speech. That's our Tasmanian Liberal Senator Stephen Parry. I'm not even going to give him a right reply to that because it's just I'm in a cheeky mood. He's the Deputy President of the Senate for now. Listening to that conversation is Dr. Norman Abjornsson. He's a visiting fellow at the Crawford School of Public Policy at the ANU. He's previously research director of the Parliamentary Studies Centre. Norman, I just want to pick your brains quickly about this before we move on. 12 new senators, not a lot of experience, very diverse political backgrounds. They're going to be lobbied like nothing else. They've got a huge legislative program to try to get through, and they have to get their heads around how the Senate works. Have they got a hope?
A slim one, Waleed, a very slim one. I mean, it's going to be not just a learning curve, it's going to be a curve of Everest proportions that lies ahead of them. It's a very steep road.
And six staff. Is that enough?
No. Even ministers claim they don't have enough staff. This is going to be a real problem. All legislation is complex. Something like the carbon tax that they're going to have to grapple with on day one is full of complexities, nothing straightforward. They're being lobbied by other politicians. They're being lobbied by interest groups. They're being lobbied by the public. How they sort this out, how they make sense of it, is anybody's guess. It would be a very daunting prospect at this stage.
One of the things I think that is interesting and not getting a lot of attention is the fact that we've got some senior senators who over the next few years are going to be leaving us, and John Faulkner is kind of the father of the Senate. Everybody seems to respect him in that role. In 3 years' time, he'll be gone. Are we losing vital experience that can guide the new senators?
Yes, I think we are, and more so in the sense that we've got more non-major party senators. I mean, if you come in with one of the major parties, either the Nationals, Liberals or Labor, or even the Greens now, who've been around for a while, you've got old hands who can come along and tell you the ropes, how things work, things aren't always what they appear, some of the shortcuts and so forth. The new guys are coming in cold. They're not going to get any of that benefit. And talking about people like John Faulkner, there was an inquiry into parliamentary procedure a few years ago. One of the members on the committee said to me, I think we've witnessed the death of the parliamentarian. MPs and senators no longer concentrate on learning about parliament. It's just a forum for their views, a forum for the parties. And look, there's a lot of truth in that. And someone like John Faulkner has, he's put venom, he's put bite, he's put intellectual rigour into the Senate. There have been senators from various parties who've done that, particularly in the committee system. I think that is unfortunately in the decline at the moment.
It's a real shame. I suppose they can take advantage over the next 3 years while they still can and go from there. Thank you very much for your expertise, Norman. Appreciate it.
Pleasure, Willie.
Dr. Norman Abiorenson, visiting fellow at the Crawford School of Public Policy at the ANU.